Jewish Austrian, Jacob Rosenfeld was born in 1903. After graduated from the Medical School of Vienna University with a doctorate in general medicine in 1927, he joined the Austrian Social Democratic Party.
Once the air raid alert begins, we rush to the grave mound and rely on it. I read a paragraph from Hamlet loudly to Dr. Shen. The gunshots were beside our ears, and the Vienna State Opera flowed in front of my eyes.
It's a paragraph from Rosenfeld's diary in 1941, when he had just come to the anti-Japanese aggression base area in East China's Jiangsu province. 3 years before that, Vienna State Opera was one of his favorite haunts. But everything changed since Nazi Germany swallowed Austria in March 1938, where Rosenfeld was arrested for being a suspected communist and Jew, and was later put into a concentration camp in Germany. He was released in 1939, then he opened a clinic in Shanghai. There he got acquainted with Shen Qizhen, an official in charge of health affairs in the CPC. It was during the same time he had a deeper understanding of the Communist Party of China and the Chinese Revolution and became increasingly interested in it. Kaminsky is the vice chairman of Austrian-Chinese Friendship Association.
He could live very well, even a luxurious life in Shanghai, but he was ready to give up everything.
As the war of resistance against the Japanese aggression intensified, the Kuomintang personally fabricated the Southern Anhui incident in 1941 to attack the Chinese New Fourth Army, which made Rosenfeld very angry, and he decided to work with the CPC.
His friends, like Dr. Chen, they told him, yeah, you can't bear all those hardships. It's very, very difficult to live with the Xinjiang together. And he said, I don't care. I have the experience of the concentration camp. I can endure any kind of hardships. And that these are the reasons why he joined the New Fourth Army, his sympathy and his compassion for the Chinese people.
Rosenfeld worked as a field doctor during the War of Resistance against the Japanese aggression and the Chinese Civil War. Introduced by Chen Yi, Rosenfeld joined the Communist Party of China in 1942. Sometimes, he had to do dozens of surgeries in one day. His working conditions were rather poor at the time, but he didn't complain about such matters. Kaminsky says Rosenfeld always tried his best to conquer all the difficulties.
Of course, there was the language barrier, but by and by he learned enough Chinese to ask the patients where it hurts. And he had, usually he had always one sentence, "Quai hal." He learned, so he was consoling the patients.
Rosenfeld also trained some local medical staff. He opened a health school in which he also compiled textbooks, delivered medical lectures, and made instructional aids. New life completely changed the Austrian doctor. He didn't wear suits or leather shoes anymore. Bread and milk were also rare luxuries for him. Wang Minwei is the son of Wang Yutian, the then health minister in Shandong. He has witnessed the life of Rosenfeld.
He also slept on the heat brick bed in the countryside. Daily food for him was usually a traditional Shandong pancake, which was hard to bite and eat because of the shortages of food then. The wheat bran was mixed in pancakes, but he didn't show any antipathy towards it. Instead, he told others that it's delicious.
After victory of the War of Resistance against the Japanese aggression, Rosenfeld was sent to Northeast China as health minister in the Northeast Field Army. Soon after New China was founded in 1949, Rosenfeld returned to his motherland, Austria. He died of myocardial infarction 2 years later. One-fifth of his lifetime was spent in China, China has erected a statue in his honor, while a hospital in Junan County of Shandong Province was named after him. A bronze memorial at the entrance of Anfo Krankenhaus Hospital in Graz, Austria, depicts Rosenfeld. It says, in memory of the great doctor and humanist in China, Jacob Rosenfeld. For Studio Plus, I'm Xu Fei.